begin the current daf and Masech the Shavuos daf Tezvav. We begin them a basic and Tezvav to begin the Gemara. In between Beis Hamikdash by Laila, and Vechein in Dechiyam to as the Gemara says. Then we begin to say, wait a second. Perisha Shon the Pergim to Bedav Lamad Menav Gabe Had Haditnan Ayul in the Mishnah Yoyim Hanaf the 16th day of Nisan Kuli Aser. Oh, it's totally Aser with the new grain. Kama Hasim the Gemara says, well, why? Because we're concerned that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built. When? Divni Belaila, Divni Bechamesa. Oh, maybe it's going to be built at nighttime, maybe it's going to be built on the 15th. Wait a second, it can't be built not at nighttime and not on Yom Tov. So what are we concerned of the 16th that it's going to be a Beis Hamikdash? There's something that we can say is the Hain Beis Hamikdash La'asid. That's the Beis Hamikdash of the future. So Asim Eilu B'deh Shemayim, that's made by itself from heaven. Because like it says, the Pasuk Shemayim says, well, Mikdash Shem Kon Yudecha, and yeah, that could be done on Yom Tov. It could be done at night time. Next test, Mat begins the Gemara. Add until Ki'at Hashem Machzi. Why? Because the Chesivle only what it says before that is relevant. B'shlumas Rishom Tireh, which the Mishtoi Bo'ivim, that refers to the enemy, Shoy Mitzir Lem B'shas Tabin, that was bothering them when they were building B'shas Amigdash. B'shas Me'ilach, from that, those so come onwards, Le Mishtoi Bo'ach Natoma, then if it's not relevant to say what's after Ki'at Hashem Machzi. Next test, Mat begins the Gemara. Asla Shabbos with the Ritter. One's not allowed to heal himself with words of Torah. I badom mesach the Shabbos of someone zayin manavli ishto bas yemo, that for a fever of a day old lema hachi should say the pasuk biyar malach Hashem I love a goyimer. So it's just a sakam to shani because it's danger. That's different that you're allowed to use words of Torah. Next test, Mat begins the Gemara. Matul hachi penim mesach nechalas. Oh, according to that mandama, we would understand why the inner one is eaten, which meaning because to say that it's machleik is regarding what exactly is the penimis. But if you hold that the penimis is the one in front, fine. So that the second one did not become puzzle with going out of the area. Now Leil Pesh Bekunjus, previously Rashi had explained on Oman Alf Dir Maschab Amida that the Amida Shtei Toides Gedolos Eitz Lachem and Bimachutz. That they would have the two large toides, the breads, near the wall on the outside. Now, Bakash, the difficulty is like this. If that's the case, Panimis, the inner one, the main nechelas, why is it eaten? But Vahan themselves, it's also a soul with going out. We don't find that there's sanctification out of the walls. Perk Bas de Makas, Nami Omar, and the Vietasim Beis, Bemaisa Shani, Tahar, Shapait Nais, Vipsiachas, Chutzlachem, you could redeem it even one step out of the walls because it's not considered part of the sanctity. So, how does it help to be the second one that's still out of the walls? So, Bnei Ritzim to be Pnim Hayim Halchan. Actually, they went in the inner perimeter, within the walls. I've Avakav the card Pnimah. Wait a second, that doesn't make sense yet. So then, the how can you call the inner one Lahach Lahadichem, the one near the wall? To the contrary, that should be the inner one now. Well, if he's he Yaiser Chitayna, then that's the more outer one. She Klab Bechutz Leir, because that's the one closer to beyond the city. And Mikal Makam says this is still Karel Pnimah. It's still called the inner one. Lefi Sheish Dava Esla, because it's something that's something next to it. And v'hadidnan, because it's in between the wall and the other one. V'hadidnan, this is the Mishnah Tishbei Kodesh Tzaylin Pesachim Napeim and Beizachloinis V'ayvachem and Kalafnim, that the windows and the thickness of the wall are like the interior. Wait a second, Apish Hochem and Befnim, but the birds didn't go beyond the wall, went within the wall. Still, so Tzaylin Miskadish Kol Mashayi Belibim LaKadish. Because it was still sanctified, whatever the Bezin had in mind to sanctify, because you can't go in any other way, but it's sanctified, even the area of the wall. Void more, but the Beskin Hasam, the Gemara actually comes out of it, that Davka B'Shavala Karka, that the wall, that's the like the windows in the wall that are sanctified, only when it's equal to the ground. There you could go, because it was on top of the wall, which was equal to the ground. But right, in general, it was not sanctified, because they went within the wall. Can I just not the words of Gemara, the Kashla Rishayinim, that the first one had sanctified it. So, the Gemara is saying that, okay, it makes sense that the outer one gets burnt. Because it becomes disqualified because it goes out of the area, but in contrast to the second one. So it says, when we can say, to the contrary, we're showing the Nami Techel. No, even the first one should be eaten because the Chazman Shalei Kidsh Ha'ir, as long as the city's not sanctified yet. So Av Bisha Kidsh HaZara, although the courtyard is sanctified, Nechon Kachim B'chal HaRaya, you'll let it Kachim in wherever you could see from. Kidnam perik bas with the zvachon of kovid beizim and beizim. Beshila ben nebi given. Shenachol mechol aray. They were able to eat away as far as you could see. Lefeshein chemis ir kedusha, because there was no sanctification of the walls of the city. So what's the problem that it's out of that area? That's not the sanctification yet. Yeshem says, yeah, but the Mekimin Shalcha HaToyda Kalshu, once the Toyda went just even the minute amount, Havali Yetzim Ba'okam Shamaleches, it went out from where it already went. We already sanctified that area, and therefore was disqualified, the first one, in contrast to the second one.